The number of African-American Republicans in Congress is now down to one. The last Asian-American Republican retired and was not replaced. House Republicans ended up losing two of their already small contingent of Hispanics. What can they do to change the face of the grand old party? Joining us to talk about it, Charlie Mattesian, national politics editor for Politico. Hi there, Charlie, and thanks for being with us.
Hi, Rosemary.
While some are sounding the alarm, some other folks in the GOP warned the party should not overreact to its losses this year. Do you agree?
Well, I think the voices of alarm probably are higher right now than the voices of caution. I think this was just a terrible election for the Republican Party on a couple of different levels, not just the way they lost the Black, Asian, and Latino vote by landslide margins, but because of the members of Congress that they lost. They had very small contingents of African-American and Latino legislators and Asian legislators, and they were trying to build those numbers and were having some success, but this election largely wiped them out. So there are a lot of voices in the party trying to figure out how to elect more minority legislators in 2014.
And then there's the issue of women. Democrats have 16 female senators. Republicans now have only four. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says the party can't broaden its reach unless it stops insulting the very voters it's trying to get to. The missteps involving women in this campaign were many and glaring. I mean, how far do they have to go to fix all that? It really talks about a basic sea change, do you think?
Yeah, and the problem isn't going to get worse, isn't going to get better for the next 2 years, because the Republican Party is going to face a distinct gender gap in the Senate at a time when it's going to boast a record number of women. And the problem wasn't that that Republican Party didn't nominate a lot of women this year. They did by Republican standards, but almost all of them lost because Democrats swept all the most competitive Senate races. And so that just sort of exacerbates the problem they have. And I think what you'll see going forward is the remaining women in the Senate and also in the House are going to get more prominent positions in the party. And I think they're going to you're going to see an effort to put them out front in the party in a way that Republicans haven't done in the past.
Now, if we talk about the two of the nation's largest states, Texas and Florida, in fact, Republicans might take a little bit of solace from Ted Cruz's victory in Texas, and there's Marco Rubio in Florida. Some say the GOP's in a better spot than the Democrats to put a Hispanic on the presidential ticket, if we may talk early on about 2016. What do you think?
Right. That's a great point, and one that many Republicans make, which is that there are actually more Republican Hispanic senators than Democrats. It's 2-1. And if you take a look at sort of the pipeline or the farm system for national office, which tends to be governors and senators, Republicans are actually better positioned than Democrats, not only because of Marco Rubio in Florida and Ted Cruz in Texas, but also because of the two Hispanic governors, the only two Hispanic governors, both of whom are Republicans. That's Susana Martinez in New Mexico and Brian Sandoval in Nevada. So in that sense, Republicans are pretty well positioned at the national level for the ticket in 2016 and beyond.
And just before we let you go, I mean, do you feel it's really overall the GOP kind of running away from guys who look like Mitch Romney? Is that the bottom line here?
I think they understand now in a way that the party maybe didn't recognize in the past the extent and the depth of the problems they have in terms of what kind of face they present to the party. And the numbers were so stark in so many states that I think at almost every level, from the local level all the way up to the national level, Republicans are rethinking their approaches and trying to figure out how to appeal more to more and to a more diverse demographic.
So that the party begins to look a little bit more like the country does next time around, if you will. Thanks so much for being with us, Charlie.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Charlie Mattesian, national politics editor for Politico.